Hunting Gimel Manalov, Rashi became the Shama. So the Gemara had answered the question that the way you learn out to exclude an Elam is from the words Laman Yila, that the word we take the word Laman Yilmutu and we darsh that Laman Yila Medu. So Rashi says that not only, and the more proved that because of the story of the two Ilmim who were able to learn Torah. So the Mora says that Rav Rashi came along and said, listen, it's pshat in the Pasuk. It has to be from the Man Yilamedu. There's no way to learn that from the Man Yilamedu. Because if you're learning it from the Man Yilamedu, it means you're assuming that a person who cannot speak cannot totally learn. And therefore there's something lacking in his Yilamedu. Well, if that's true, that a person who cannot speak is lacking in his learning, it's already included in the words the man yishmu, because the man yishmu, the main point isn't the physical hearing is the ability to absorb Torah, which you can't if you can't hear. But if you tell me a person who can't speak can't absorb Torah either, so the man yishmu, which excludes people who can't absorb Torah, would exclude an elam. So you're forced to say that the drasha is not from the man yilmadu, because then I would learn not from the man yishmu. Rather, the drasha is from the man yilamedu. Inside Rakimad Lashama is a Grashi and Nansari Dulai Gomer. You're assuming right now that if this that the Man Yamudu was excluding it because if he can't speak, so he can't learn. Well, the Man Yishma also says, since he can't hear, and Nansari Dulai Gomer, obviously he didn't learn. Rakimad Lashama. Since we said in the Brisa or Tanya, the man yishmu, prat the madaber v'ena shemeya, a person who can't hear is excluded from the man yishmu. And banan sadi, we know the reason is the time of mishum, like gomer, who he can't learn. Shal yavin komasha. I remember the fun of he doesn't understand what people are saying in front of him if he can't hear. And that's the problem because they can't learn. So lomali the mahadur su the man yilmadu prabhu shemei ben bedaber. So what do you need a separate drasha from the man yilmadu to exclude a case of a shemei ben bedaber according to your assumption that keeping the serial that you hold that the man dolei mishtoi yinami legomer, a person who can't speak also can't learn. So not being able to learn is already excluded from the pasuk of Laman Yishmu. Laman Yishmu Yimayle. Although the answer is what Rashi says, Vare Sirle. Obviously, we're going to have to say that the Tana of the Braisa holds. The Mandal Mishtoy is Nami Gomer, a person who cannot speak, is able to learn. And therefore, you can't exclude him from the man yishmu, which tells me people can't learn because he could learn. So the drush is not from the words the man yilmadu, but we read the word the man yilamedu. He should be able to teach others. Okay, something more. It's about half down, a little bit less than half down the page. Amar Rabbi Tanchum. So Rabbi Tanchum is quoted to say the following: Cherish ba'oznoi achas, patim in a riyah. Person who's deaf in one ear does not have a mitzvah of riyah. Shenemar, it says by Hakel, it says that you read the Torah ba'oznehem and their ears, plural. So it has to be people who have two ears. And the Markash of Ahai Bosnehem, Niborle Bosnehem to Kulu Yisrael. Bosnehem over there is not, the plural is not referring to the individuals having more than one ear, both ears functioning. The reason why it's written in the plural is referring to the ears of all of Klal Yisrael. I want you to read it in the ears of all of Klal Yisrael. Or it says no. Ahu, that that which you know, that the mitzvah to read it in the ears of all of Klal Yisrael, is at the beginning of the pasuk. It says, "Minhagei Klal Yisrael." It says you read the Torah, Negev Kol Yisrael, Boaz Dehem. So, if you read the Torah, but Negev Kol Yisrael, I understand it means all of Klal Yisrael. What's Boaz Dehem? Tell me that he has to be able to hear in both ears. Morris says, Imi Negev Kol Yisrael, if I would just use the pasuk of Negev Kol Yisrael, Hava Amino, read it in front of them. I don't know whether they hear or not is irrelevant. Because of Rahman Abbas Nehem, the Torah, read it in front of all of Klal Yisrael, Abbas Nehem in their ears, it should go in. But who does show me that they're able to hear? Or it says, no, Ahumi Laman Yishmu Nafka. That was the pasuk which is the next pasuk. So, this pasuk of Negev Kol Yisrael Boaz Nehem is the earlier pasuk, and the next pasuk then says, "You gather them together in order that they should be able to hear." So we understand there's a requirement of hearing from that pasuk. So again, the word Boaz Nehem is extra to tell me he has to be able to hear in both of his ears. No Rashi in that Gemara. Amar Rabbi Tanchum. So another statement by Rabbi Tanchum. Chigur baragwa achas, potter min ariyah, a person who's lame in one leg, is potter from ariyah. Shenemar, it says, shalosh rigolim, so you darshan the word rigolim, 2 feet, raglayim. For the Makasha, Boha, Regolim, Miboyle, Prat, Labale, Kabin. That the Regolim tells me, let's say a person has to be able to go up and walk there. But the person's ability to walk is because he has a prosthesis of both legs. He has a leg which is amputated. And they put a false leg there. So that's not called his regal. For this purpose. So the word regalim is coming to exclude a person who's able to walk, but is only able to walk as a balkab with this false leg. Some more answers. Hahu is mi pa'omim nafka. That Allah is learned out from pa'omim. Pamim is also Loshan Pamayim, Vidashan Shalosh Pamim. A palm is the person's foot stepping. The Tanya, Pamim, in Pamim, Eller Rigolim. You see the word Pamim being used to refer to the feet. Ken Oimer, Tarsimeno, Regol, Tirmiseno, Regol, Ragle Oni. Pamei Dalim, the footsteps of the impoverished one. So you see that the word Pamim refers to the feet. Vaymer, Mayafu Pamayich Banolim Basnadiv. How beautiful are your Pamayich, are your footsteps in your shoes, Basnadiv, referring to Klal Yisrael as Basnadiv. So since it says Pomim, Adonat Balakabin are Potter, and therefore I have the word Rigolim, but tell me that a person who's lame in one foot is Potter from Rehi. Darish Rafa. So Morris says, once you quote the Pasuk Ma'ayafu Famayach Banalim Bastantiv. Rabbi says, Ma'ayach Siv Ma'ayafu Famayach Banalim Bastantiv. What's on this Pasuk? That we just quoted, as possible can share a share. So we darshan like this: Kamen noyin raglihem shal Yisrael. how beautiful are the footsteps of Klai Yisrael, the feet of Klai Yisrael, literally. Excuse me. B'shoa she'olim l'regel. So lashon of ban olim, lashon of na'alev, going up. So ma'yafu, how beautiful are the pamayach, the steps of Klai Yisrael, as they fulfill the mitzvah of going up l'regel. Bas Nadiv, what's Bas Nadiv mean? It's referring to Klai Yisrael is the descendants of the Nadiv. Bito shel Avraham Avinu, shenikra Nadiv. Klai Yisrael is the descendants of Bito, I mean, not the immediate child, but the descendants of the Nadiv, referring to Avraham Avinu as the Nadiv. Where do you see that Avraham Avinu is referred to as the Nadiv, the one who gave generously of himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The generous ones of the nations gathered. Amalek Abraham, who is that? That's referred to Klai Yisrael. It says Elokei Abraham, v'lo Elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Why is it referred to as only Elokei Abraham? We're also Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov. The Russian is we are the nation who has the God as the God of all of the others. So why is it referred to as Elokei Avraham? Ella, the reason why it says Elokei Avraham is Elokei Avraham shayitchila legerim. So the Divrei Hayamim Nesafu, that was the person who chose of his own volition to leave the corpus of the nations and move himself into under the canopy of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Torah. See, he was the ger is referred to as a nadiv because he's of his own. He's given an offering. He offered himself. So Klai Yisrael, the pasuk seems to be saying when Klai Yisrael goes up to Aliyah the Regal, what they are essentially doing is connecting back to that process of giving themselves over to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Avraham Avinu chose out of his own volition to give himself up to from where he was into the fold of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So as they go up to the regal, what they're doing is they're choosing to give themselves back to Kodesh, themselves up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. Now we've quoted two statements of every Tanchum. So we're going to quote a third one, which we had as a Masechta Shabbos. Amar Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Nosson Bar Binyamin, Mishum Rav Tanchum. So Rav Nosson Bar Binyamin quoted the name of Rav Tanchum, Madnasiv, Habarek, Ein Vamoyim, Vivasha Shadever, Habarek. If you tell me that the pit is empty, any Yodeya, Shein Vamayim, obviously doesn't have any water in it. If I tell you it's empty, it says, by the way, there's nothing in it also. That's repetitious. Ella, we understand what it means, that it's empty from water. But it was inhabited by dangerous animals. Reptiles, okay? Okay, let's see Rashi. So the word regolim is coming to school balei kabin. Kishachotru ragleim, they cut the person's foot off. He amputated it. Nos lukav cotton b'soif shuka, they would take a small piece of wood at the bottom of his stump. Is by muchin, they put soft material there. V'semech soif shuka alav, and he would be able to support his foot on that. Ela regolim, olam sheyesh lo reglaim. Regolim means he has to have feet. Pamayim benolim, ama bebali menalim, shaychi pamayim. So the word pamayim applies to those who wear shoes. Bri'ik siv, shalosh pamim Pashano, it says the word Shpamim also. It says Shesha Rilim Pashano Yerekol Sukhurcha. Klaius was referred to the children of Avraham Avinu, Shenikra Nadiv, Alshem, Shenod Veliba, Lahakerber. His heart aroused him to be recognized. He gave a gift of himself to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's interesting. There's a machshava from Rav Simcha Zisel, the Alter from Kelim, where he says that we find that Avraham Avinu, his two outstanding attributes of his personality was the fact that Avraham Avinu was the one who was able to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was the Rosh Lamaminim, he calls him. He was the first one who was able to have a true munah in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he was Avraham Avinu is the Amud HaChesed. He's the pillar of the meat of Chesed. At first glance, seemingly these two attributes are independent attributes on Avraham Avinu. He was the philosopher, and on the one end, and he was the Baal Chesed on the other end. Those two meters do not share the same root. He says that's not true. They both share. A person who is self-focused, self-centered, does not notice others in his life. He also does not notice Kadosh Baruch Hu in his life. A person who is truly, truly selfless, and he focuses outwards, will be able to, that lack of self-interest and self-focus will allow him to truly see the world the way it is and see Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. So the midah of the divas lev of Avraham Avinu, that he was the one who was in a deep life to give to others and seek out the needs of others, etc., allowed him to become the one that was the Makar Berah also. That's where some of these connects the two. Divei Amim, Hem Agerim, Hamisnadim, Mibeno Amim, Lekabaleim, Ol Mitzvah. So the Divei Amim are referring to those amongst the nations which are not Relibam, they come and give themselves as a present to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why it's here is no connection to the sugya really at all. But since it's a quote from Rabbi Tanchum, we quoted two pieces of Rabbi Tanchum prior. So he said this over also, it's mentioned in conjunction with other statements that Rabbi Tanchum said. Tanur Rabban. So the Gemara. Second to last narrow line. Tan Rabbanan, Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruka, Rabbi Elazar ben Chisim. So these two Tanoim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruka and Rabbi Elazar ben Chisim, Shehalchu l'hakvel es pnei Rabbi Yeshua b'Pekin. So Rabbi Yeshua was right at that point in time, was dwelling in Pekin, and they went to visit him. He was old. He wasn't able to come to the Beis HaMikdash anymore. It was Yom Tov, and it was time to go be with Kabbalah Pnei Rabbi to greet your Rebbe. Amar Lehem, Yeshua said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruka and Rabbi Elazar ben Chisim, Ma Chiddush Hayom Beis HaMikdash Hayom? What did you learn today, Beis Medrash? What were the new things which were raised in the conversation in yeshiva today? Amar lo tamidecha anu umimecha anu shesim. We are your tamidim and we drink from your waters. We should tell you something. We would like to hear what you have to say. Amar lo mafal biken. Even so, that you were the tamidim and really. Correctly so, that you should be listening more than talking. That's how you're a good Talmud. If you listen more than you talk, you'll absorb new things. But even so, the yeshiva does not have, there's learning going on in Beis Medrash. There's always something new which is being mentioned, and I would want to hear what it is. Shabbos Shemihoyi, so that he asked him, whose week was it? So after there was a story when the famous story that Rabbi Gamliel was deposed. At the end, they made an arrangement where they made a rule that Azariah was became the Nasi, but they reinstated Rabbi Gamliel and they made they would switch off. So the week they would take 1 week that Rabbi Gamliel would be in charge. 1 week actually, I think it was 2 weeks Rabbi Gamliel, 1 week Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So whose week was it? Shabbos shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He said it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's week. So what was the conversation? What topic were they discussing in the Haggadah part of the yeshiva today? So they told Rishua about Parshas Haka. They're learning the sugya of Haka. Umay darashpo. So what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say about Haka? So he said the following: Hakel es ha'am, gather the nation. Ho anashim v'hanoshim v'atav. So you gather everybody together. Then it says the men, the women, and the children. If the men come, because they're going to learn, the women are going to come and they're going to hear the melech reading the psukim, and that's they hear what's being said. The taf lama boyim. Why are the little children being brought? Kailitin scarlet, maybe a. Not for the children themselves, but that gives those who bring them the Torah commanded that when they bring them, they'll get a reward for bringing them. So the Torah is being marbed the schar. So Amar Lehem. So Yeshua says to Rabbi Yechon ben Bruka and Belozim ben Chisma, my gold is tevah ha'isa b'yetchem. You had this beautiful pearl, u'bikashem la'odim b'meni, and you were comfortably, you were comfortable to let me lose that opportunity to hear this Kabbalah drasha. So you were making me lose that. So how could you do such a thing? Not a good idea. It's good that you taught me that. By Darash. Furthermore, so they said. This is over here. They had interesting points that. This is the source for the idea of bringing children to Beis HaKnesses, where even though they're not fit yet to daven, so what are they there for? But they bring a circle table of Mevi'ahim. Now you have to say that they're gaining something from it, because just to bring them in order to do it just, you know, a Maisa Kaif Ba'alma, pick the kid up and move him from here to here and here to here. The Russian says, let's do fun things. Let's pick him up. I'll give you a start because you moved him from point A to point B. I mean, there was nothing at all that generated point B. There's no scar for that either. So the Russian says, well, listen, I told you to do it. Now you go, well, you listen, so you get a reward. That's not Mistopper. It means that there's bringing them to be part of this great maimed is significant, and therefore you're going to get, even though they're not learning anything, they're gaining from the being there, and therefore you accomplish something with that. The same thing is true when you bring a child to Beis HaKnesses. Again, so the scar isn't the fact that you physically brought the child from your house to the shul; it's that you brought him to a shul. So the kid's running around the courtyard the whole time. You don't think you get the scar for it. Because you get the scar for trying. It also points out from the Yishama. The Yishama says that the drasha of Noshim Lishmoya, the phrase of Noshim Lishmoya, is not like the one who holds the mitzvah to teach a woman Torah. Otherwise, he says the men will be coming to learn. Okay. Very Dorash. That. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshins pasuk in Kisavoy. Es Hashem hamarta hayon, Hashem hamircha hayon. So what is hamarta? What is the lashon? You were hamircha. Hashem was my mir you. Babylon Makadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. So Rashi says the lashon of hemart is lashon of praise. Like the phrase you have in Tillim, Yisamru Kopoyle Oven. The ones who do sin boast. Lashon of Yisamru. Amnon Makadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Atem Asisuni Kativa Achas Boelu. You've made me with a unique in the world. So Chativa means one group, one unit. You made me like I'm my own unit, i.e. I'm unique and special over the rest of the world. But yes, Eschem Chativa Achas Boelu. I'll do the same for you. You've declared the Kadosh Baruch Hu was unique. She put him into his own group, special group. So when he asked Chativachas, Balaam Shenemar, when he came to Israel, Goyechad Boritz. So Christ is also referred to as a Goyech. Tirashi. I'm sorry, I skipped the Rashi problem. The Chashur Rabbi Yeshboy with the Hoyer Reik Elamimai. So the Pasuk says it was Reik, but it's only Reik from water, but there were other things in it. I.e., in the Chashur Rabbi. Back upon him, they went to greet him. Yom Tov Hoya, it was Yom Tov Shechayv Odom Lechabed Esrabi Akvolus Pan. It was a mitzvah to go greet your Rebbe. Interesting, Rashi is also, it's a kind of covered rabbi. It's a kind of going and greeting, you know, presenting yourself to him, it's a kind of covered. Can read a bit of himself as a shana that. But the story with Gehazi, the story with the Elio, the woman didn't have any children, and Elisha gave her a child, and then the child died, and she runs back to the Navi Elisha, and Elisha's Mekhi Mason. So the child is dead, and she goes to her husband, and she wants to go greet, wants to go to Elisha. Give me the animals and the driver to take me to Elisha. So he says, "Why? Maduan halecha zelavayim? Why are you going now? Look, it's Rosh Shabbos. It's not the Rosh Chodesh. It's not the beginning of the month. It's not Shabbos. Like, why are you going? That would be normal to go to greet him on the time of Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, which is these are Yomim time. There's something special those days. It's proper to go to the Navi to greet him. But why are you going now? We shouldn't be listening, not talking. Hamarta shibachta, praise. You praise. They're going to boast that their approach is successful. Tibachas shevach echad. It's one. It's a specific praise of shevach miyuchad, a unique praise. Loimar ain kamocha. There's nothing like you. That's why we chose to serve you. Rashi says that, well, you're the same to me. So the Gemara, va'afhu. So Rashi says it's still referring to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, which is the phraseology is difficult because it was said Rav Elazar ben Azariah darshan and he darshan the end. And then he also said, well, what said he? We're talking about him already. So Marsha says it's referring to Rishur. Rishur responded, they came, so they told him over two things from Rav Elazar ben Azariah based Medrash. And he said, by the way, I want to tell you an interesting point also. Rashi learns that it's referring back to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And he also was Pasach Medarash. So he started his drasha with the psicha with the following point. Like it's backwards. He told me point A, point B. He said, by the way, he started his drasha with this. So right, that's why Marsha understands it. And he now started darshaning. Rashi was started darshaning in response. Okay, Pasuk in Kehelet. Dibre Chacham Kedavernos Chumas Meros Nitzuim Balei Asufos Nitim Hedoyeh. The words of Chacham were like Darvin. Darvin was the prater which he would use. It was like a stick with a metal point at the end, which would use to prod the animal, give him a little prick to move him forward. So the words of Chacham are like the Darvin, like the Darvinus, like these prodders, they push us forward. And like nails or stakes, which are Tzuim, which have been put into the ground, and they're solidly placed. Balei Asufos, gathering things together. Neither Mereach, given from one Roya, from one shepherd. So, again, according to Mashua, it's Rishua's response to Rav Lozman Azarya, who got up and said these wonderful pshatim. She says, "Wow, the words of the Chacham are like a darvin. They're moving us forward, etc." It was his response to his hispilus from what Rav Lozman Azarya had said. According to Rashi, there's pointing out Rav Lozman Azarya when he started. He said, "This is what the words of Torah teach us." So, Lama Nimchalu Dibre Torah LeDarvin. Why do we use the example of a prater? Larmer lechot to tell you, ma darvin zeh mechaven es hapara l'tlomeh. The purpose of the prater was to direct the pora that it should keep its furrow that it plows proper. Lotichaim l'olam, which will now produce by doing that food which will sustain the world. Give chayim. The words of Torah direct us in the right path to take us away from the approach of Misa into the world of Chaim. Okay. But the Moshul is limited. You're comparing it to a Prater. A Prater has a tremendous power and advantage for what it accomplishes. But it also has some weaknesses to it. So if you're going to compare Torah to Darwin, you might think that it shares those weaknesses. What, for example, Imad Darwin Zem Metaltel, as they return Metaltel, it's a movable object which can get lost, doesn't have a certain strength to it that it's established. It has the power of being attached to the ground and having that strength. So you might think that just like a Darwin has that weakness, the Torah also has that weakness. Tamalarmer Masmerois, this is like a spike. Imam Masmer, I would think if comparing it to a Masmer, it's possible, yes, sir, it never gets more. It just as it sits there and rusts and becomes less. So the spike weakens eventually. It doesn't produce more. They don't produce more. It's planted. We use the lotion of planting. Just like a sapling produces and grows. The words of Torah cause growth. Balei Asufos. What does Balei Asufos mean? Eilat Minei Chachamim, Shereishim, Asufos, Asufos. It's referring to the Minei Chachamim that sit in groups. They gather each groups around themselves. Vayiskim B'Torah, and they learn Torah. Halalu Matamim. Halalu Matarim. Some say one way, some say the other way. Halalu Oisim, Halalu Matirim, Halalu Poislim, Halalu Machirim. So everybody has their own opinion. So you, Hashem, Yerma Adam, a person might say, "Hechani lomad Torah meyata." How much has learned Torah? There's all these different opinions. So which one is the right one to learn? So I got to figure out which one's the right one to learn. So learn the Torah. So learning the one that says possible, really the law is that it's kosher. I didn't. I wasted my time. So Tamalamer kulam nitam miroya echad. It was given from one leader, Kodesh Baruch, who was the one shepherd, literally. So it's all Elo Elo Dibur Lekim Chaim. They both are parts of the Torah. So Kel Echad Noslan, one God was the one who gave them. Parnas Echad Omram, one leader, Rosh Rabbeinu, sent them over, Bipi Odin Kolamaisim Baruch Hu. Said over the name of the master of all of the mice. They see by Yivar Elokim, it's called the Rimba'ela. The Bershom said all of these words. So all the words to give from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Therefore, Afato, I say Oznochol Karfeches, make your ear like a funnel. Everything should be funneled in. You will acquire through that Lev Maven Lishmoya Sibre Hamatamim, Mestibra Matarim, Mestibra Oysim, Mestibra Matirim, Mestibra Person, Mestibra Machirim. You will now be able to understand and absorb the conflicting opinions and understand that they all come from the same source and different ways of looking at it, and that's also okay. So then he said to them, that a generation is not bereft when you have such a leader like Rav Lozman, such a teacher like Rav Lozman Azar. Rashi. Vafu, Rabbi Lozman Azariah also said. Now Rashi looked at because we finally see Yeshua responding at the end and saying, "Wow, what a special person he is." According to Marsha, to Yeshua, when he was talking this whole time, all this whole piece, and why is he now responding and saying Rabbi Lozman Azariah was special? So that's the problem with it. That's the rows of the plow. We use the language of not Oster and Mutter, but Kasher and Postal, regards to if something is valid or not. For example, regards to Adam, regards to Kuna. Kulam Kalechad Omron, Enlechad Mibneim Amachloikis. Maybe Raya Mitaris Eloya Acher Elamataris Elokeinu. The proofs are always brought from this Torah. It's all part of this Torah. Understanding this Torah, not bringing outside proofs. Maybe Raya Midibri Novi Abor Lachol Kol Moshe Rabbeinu. And you can't bring any Raya from any Novi other than Moshe Rabbeinu. So everything is in the Torah. The Vrasteos of Karfeches Nachshakul Liban L'Shemayim. Everybody's trying to find the truth. Say Ozlucha Shemas. Make your ear that it should hear. Ulamoyed and learn. And you should know Dibri Kulan, the words of all of them, they all deserve to be reviewed and learned and understood. Then once you say, now that you understand both of them as best as you can, you'll see which one seems to fit better in the halacha. So you you'll decide the law. That was the funnel which led the grain into the directed the grain which you pour into the hopper into the millstone. When you put it into the wall, it removes a little bit of the wall and of the masmer, I think. Yochel Abzekein, Torah also, Tamalemar, the Tsuyim they planted, the Tia Shadarko, Lifrais, Lifrais. It has the properties of a plant, a sapling that it produces fruits. Okay.